as did more than 3 million other people. "I will meet her," said a young Soviet man of his wife, "under the ground." He was right. He was shot after she was, and they were buried among the 700,000 victims of Stalin's Great Terror of 1937 and 1938. "They asked for my wedding ring, which I..." The Polish officer broke off his diary just before he was executed by the Soviet secret police in 1940. He was one of about 200,000 Polish citizens shot by the Soviets or the Germans at the beginning of the Second World War, while Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union jointly occupied his country. Late in 1941, an 11-year-old Russian girl in Leningrad finished her own humble diary, "Only Tanya is left." Adolf Hitler had betrayed Stalin. Her city was under siege by the Germans, and her family were among the 4 million Soviet citizens the Germans starved to death. The following summer, a 12-year-old Jewish girl in Belarus wrote a last letter to her father. "I am saying goodbye to you before I die. I am so afraid of this death because they throw small children into the mass graves alive." She was among the more than 5 million Jews gassed or shot by the Germans. In the middle of Europe, in the middle of the 20th century, the Nazi and Soviet regimes murdered some 14 million people. The place where all the victims died, the Bloodlands, extends from central Poland to western Russia, through Ukraine, Belarus, and the Baltic states. During the consolidation of National Socialism and Stalinism, 1933 to 1938, the joint German-Soviet occupation of Poland, 1939 to 1941, and then the German-Soviet War, 1941 to 1945, mass violence of a sort never before seen in history was visited upon this region. The victims were chiefly Jews, Belarusians, Ukrainians, Poles, Russians, and Balts, the peoples native to these lands. The 14 million were murdered over the course of only 12 years, between 1933 and 1945, while both Hitler and Stalin were in power. Though their homelands became battlefields midway through this period, these people were all victims of murderous policy rather than casualties of war. The Second World War was the most lethal conflict in history, and about half of the soldiers who perished on all of its battlefields all the world over died here, in this same region, in the Bloodlands. Yet not a single one of the 14 million murdered was a soldier on active duty. Most were women, children, and the aged. None were bearing weapons. Many had been stripped of their possessions, including their clothes. Auschwitz is the most familiar killing site of the Bloodlands. Today Auschwitz stands for the Holocaust, and the Holocaust for the evil of a century. Yet the people registered as labourers at Auschwitz had a chance of surviving. Thanks to the memoirs and novels written by survivors, its name is known. Far more Jews, most of them Polish Jews, were gassed in other German death factories, where almost everyone died, and whose names are less often recalled. Treblinka, Kelno, Sobibor, Bujets. Still more Jews, Polish or Soviet or Baltic Jews, were shot over ditches and pits. Most of these Jews died near where they had lived, in occupied Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Soviet Ukraine, and Soviet Belarus. The Germans brought Jews from elsewhere to the Bloodlands to be killed. Jews arrived by train to Auschwitz from Hungary, Czechoslovakia, France, the Netherlands, Greece, Belgium, Yugoslavia, Italy, and Norway. German Jews were deported to the cities of the Bloodlands, to Lodz, or Kaunas, or Minsk, or Warsaw, before being shot or gassed. The people who lived on the block where I am writing now, in the 9th district of Vienna, were deported to Auschwitz, Sobibor, Treblinka, and Riga, all in the Bloodlands. The German mass murder of Jews took place in occupied Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and the Soviet Union, not in Germany itself. Hitler was an anti-Semitic politician in a country with a small Jewish community. Jews were fewer than 1% of the German population when Hitler became Chancellor in 1933, and about 0.25% by the beginning of the Second World War. During the first 6 years of Hitler's rule, German Jews were allowed, in humiliating and impoverishing circumstances, to emigrate. Most of the German Jews who saw Hitler win elections in 1933 died of natural causes. The murder of